This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The legislative session in Albany is underway, but lawmakers are working with 11 fewer members. Two more scandal-ensnared assembly members are leaving, the most recent being Bronx Assemblyman Eric Stevenson. The Democrat was convicted of bribery yesterday after a two-week trial. Joining us from Albany to talk about these vacant seats and what they mean for the work that needs to be done in Albany is reporter Karen DeWitt. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Amy.
So tell me about these seats. I understand 9 assembly districts are affected, 2 Senate districts are affected. Where are they? How many people do not have representation in Albany right now?
Well, it's over 1 million right now, and it's spread out all around the state. A Buffalo area assemblyman, Dennis Gabrizak, resigned over the weekend after 7 women have come forward accusing him of sexual harassment. We have 4 assembly members that went to the New York City Council in the November elections, and then 3 upstate assembly members, Republicans, who ran in county and town elections and got jobs there. Over in the Senate, we have a Long Island Senator Fuscillo. He abruptly left New Year's Eve, not for any scandal. He has a new job running an Alzheimer's group. And then we have Senator Eric Adams, who became the Brooklyn Borough President. But the numbers seem to be rising by the day around here when we've had 2 people leaving in the last couple of days.
With 9 of the districts in the assembly without representation, I understand you spoke to Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver about the vacancies. What can be done about them? There's an option to hold special elections, isn't there? And is that going to happen?
Well, that's right. And it's really up to Governor Cuomo to call a special election. When I called the governor's office on this, they referred me to statements that the governor made back last November on Staten Island, where he said he had no plans right now to hold special elections. And he said you have to weigh the costs and the hardships of the election versus the community's right to representation. They say those comments still stand, and he doesn't have plans to hold a special election. What's also interesting is Speaker Silver himself seems very lukewarm on this. He says that if you were going to call special elections now, you'd have to wait 70 to 80 days. By then, the state budget will be done, and there won't be much else left to do in the rest of the session. But as I know from covering things here in Albany for quite a long time, a lot can come up between March and the end of the year. I mean, we've seen economic downturns that had to be dealt with, budget shortfalls, even terrorist attacks. And if there's no special elections, all of these vacancies are going to continue till next January, because that would mean there wouldn't be any elections till next November, and they wouldn't take their seats till next January. So that's a whole year without representation for these people.
What are good government groups saying about this?
Well, they're kind of mad about it. They're puzzled as to why there isn't any momentum among the lawmakers to do this. The way special elections are set up right now, you get very low turnout, so the parties could actually pick the candidates that they want and get them in there. So it would seem like a no-brainer that they would want to have these special elections. In some ways, they're easier than the general elections in terms of being able to control the candidates. But so far, it's been pretty quiet.
Is there anything on the legislative calendar that is emerging as a hot-button issue where these unrepresented districts might wish they had a voice in Albany to play a part?
Well, there are some issues that Governor Cuomo has urged passage of in the past, like the Women's Equality Act that includes an abortion provision, public financing of political campaigns. There's a debate over medical marijuana and whether the program that the governor announced should be widened. And as I said, you really never know what comes up around here. So it just seems like there should be somebody there.
Reporter Karen DeWitt joining us from Albany. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.